好，我们感谢主，今天早晨我们再次可以聚在他的面前。We
praise the Lord that once again this morning we can gather before His presence.
好，我们现在读几节经文。Let's
start by reading a couple Bible verses.
历代志上23章第6节。Let's
start by reading 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verse 6.
大卫将利未人革顺哥辖米拉利的子孙分了班次。
David divided them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
出埃及记第8章第1节
Exodus 8:1
耶和华吩咐摩西说,你去见法老,对他说,耶和华这样说,容我的百姓去,好侍奉我。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go that they may serve me.
好,我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you with all of our heart.
谢谢你，你已经在波饼聚会里面与我们同在。
We thank you that your presence was with us during the breaking of bread meeting.
愿你的同在继续覆庇我们在你面前的聚集。
And may your presence continue to cover us during this meeting.
使用你的器皿。
Only your people.
使用你的器皿，好能够将你的话彰显出来。
Only through your words can you reveal more of yourself to us.
主啊, 愿你自己得着一切的荣耀,
and that you can gain all of the glory.
感谢主,
we thank you.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣的名,
we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才读到的历代志上这节经文是神借着大卫安排圣殿里面的服事。
And the verse that we read in 1 Chronicles was the Lord through David, preparing for the building of the temple.
那我们首先注意到一点是，这时候圣殿还没有被建造。
And the first point that I would like to make is that we need to note that the temple has not yet been constructed.
所以神借着大卫在是为着未来的这些服事来安排。
So David was used by the Lord for the preparation of the temple.
那我们也知道，事实上建造圣殿呢，是大卫自己他起。
And we know that the idea of building the temple for the Lord was one that David had. Because we see in 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 7,
因为大卫对他的儿子说,
David says to his son,
他说, 我心里本想为耶和华我的神的名建造殿宇。
He said, My son, I had intended to build a house to the name of the Lord my God.
所以我们很清楚看见建造圣殿是大卫向着神起的一个心意。
So we see that this idea of building a house for the Lord is one is an idea that David had.
我们觉得这个心思实在是非常好的一个心思。
And it is a very good heart for the Lord.
而且我们读圣经也看见说为什么大卫会向神产生这样的心思。
And as we read the Bible, we can see why David had this heart for the Lord.
因为在撒母耳记下第7章第2节那里有记载。
Because in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 2 it says,
因为大卫对先知拿单说,
and David says to Nathan the prophet,
他说,看啊,我住在香柏木的宫中,
he says to the prophet Nathan, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within 10 curtains.
我们觉得大卫这样说的时候,我们实在看见大卫向着神是有何等向的心意。
And when we see David say these words, we see his heart and desire for the Lord. Because we know that David at this time is king of the people. And he is in a very powerful position. But he is truly humble. And he has a mind set on the Lord. He says he lives in a house of cedar.
他说,但是神的约柜,因为他知道神是非常伟大的神。
But he knows that God is a great God, but the Ark of the Covenant.
他也知道神的约柜也非常重要。
He knows the importance of the Ark of the Covenant.
他想说,神的约柜现在却还在幔子里。
But he says that the Ark of God still dwells within temple,
within 10 curtains.
So he desires to build a temple for the Lord.
我相信神真是也很, 也看他的,也看中他的心思。
And we trust that the Lord looks down upon the heart of David.
虽然我们也知道神其实他并没有这个意思说在地上建造什么圣殿。
Even though we know that the Lord maybe did not necessarily have a heart to build a temple on this earth.
但我相信神他心里面实在是非常的喜悦。
But we trust that the Lord's heart was gladdened.
但是我们也知道我们的神是公义的神。公义 righteous.
We know that God is also a righteous God.
所以神他是有旨意的神。
So he has,
will.
A will.
所以他也不会因为说大卫有这个意思他就一定会照大卫的意思来做。
So just because David has this idea to build the temple, it doesn't mean that necessarily there will be a temple built.
所以我们看到在历代志上22章第8节那里神告诉大卫。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 8, the Lord says to David,
因为神说你不可以建造圣殿。
He says to David that he cannot build the temple.
在那里神也讲出原因。
And God gives him a reason why.
神说你流了多人的血打了多次大仗你不可为我的名建造殿宇因为你在我眼前使许多人的血流在地上。
So the Lord says to David, You have shed much blood and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name because you have shed so much blood on the earth before me.
我们今天没有时间在就这节经文在多加的深入的交通。
And because of time, we can't go in too deep on these words.
但这个经文好像让我们马上看见说神为什么要救你为什么要救我
But we see through this verse how the Lord saved, why the Lord saved you and why the Lord saved
you. 为什么神要拯救这世界上的罪人
And why the Lord saved all the sinners on this earth.
因为神非常宝贵生命
Because he finds life very precious.
因为生命在血里面
Because life is in the blood.
所以不管怎样我们在这里看见神对大卫说你不可为我建造殿宇。
And so in this verse, we see that the Lord says to David that he cannot build the temple for him.
那我们读圣经也看见说大卫在这里有非常好的顺服。
And as we read the Bible, we know that David obeyed the word of the Lord.
大卫并没有向神埋怨说哦，我有这个好心想为你建殿。
And David never complained to the Lord and said, I have such a great heart that I want to build this temple for
you. 但你却不让我建。
But you won't let me.
所以我们看见在圣经上记载大卫在这方面有非常好的顺服。
But we see how wonderful David was in his obedience.
那完全没有任何埋怨。
And that he had no complaining within his heart.
因为我们做父母亲的时候孩子还小的时候我们都有这个经历。
And as parents, we often have this experience with our children.
我们带他们到商店里面有那个玩具的区。
And as we're in the store and we see, and the children see toys.
那孩子们到那边有时候拿着玩具就在手上一直看着。
And sometimes, grab the toy and they hold on to it.
那有时候时间到我们就对他说今天我们不买玩具的。
And as we're about to leave, sometimes as a parent, we tell them we won't buy the toy today.
所以我们说把玩具放回去。
So, we tell them, why don't we put it back?
那我们知道有些孩子可能就在那边吵啊会闹。
And we know, many children often, throw a fit.
那但是也有些孩子很乖就放回去了。
But some children are obedient and they put it back.
但我们父母亲注意到，事实上他们放回去的时候，他们心里其实不是很愿意。
But as a parent, we often see that even though they put it back, their heart is doesn't necessarily agree.
所以他们表面上是听话了，但是事实上他心里还是有点埋怨。
Outwardly, they might have obeyed, but inwardly, in their heart, they might have some reservations.
但我们在圣经上看见，大卫在这个顺服是完全的顺服。
But we see in the Bible that David, through this word of the Lord, he was in full obedience.
而且我们注意到大卫也并没有说就这样就退后了。
And we also note that David did not necessarily just stop.
因为我们看见说神对他说，虽然他不能进到圣殿，但神也告诉他说，你要生一个儿子，他要为我的名建造殿宇。
But the Lord tells David that although he will not build the house of the Lord, that he will have a son who will build that house.
所以我们读圣经，我们看见大卫就非常注意到神这件工作。
So in the Bible, we see that David was very, David had his heart set upon this.
所以他自己虽然不能建造殿宇，但是他知道说神要他儿子来建造殿宇。
That although necessarily David might not build the temple, that his son will.
所以我们读圣经的时候，看见大卫在这件事情上，他也摆上。
So as we read through the Bible, we see that David put his heart into this.
圣经上记载说，大卫为了建造圣殿，预备很多很多的材料。
That we know that throughout the Bible, that David had great preparations for the building of the temple.
所以我们从这件事情看见说，大卫他实在是仍然注意到神的旨意，神的工作。
So we see that David had his heart upon the purpose and the will of God.
在这末期的末期,
so in these end times,
所以我们觉得从大卫身上,
we can also learn one point from David.
就是我们要注意到神的旨意, 神的工作,
that we need to take note of the Lord's purpose and the Lord's will.
而且我们也把我们的生活调整, 能够跟神的旨意, 跟神的工作来一致,
and that we need to alter our lives so that we can match His purpose and His will in us.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天也都知道在这末期, 神的工作是什么?
We also know what the Lord's will is in these end times.
就神要建造他的教会成为一个美丽的心腹,
that He is preparing His church to be a ready bride.
所以我们作为神的儿女, 我们应当要注意神的工作。
So if we are the children of God, we must also take note of His work.
所以我们应当把我们的整个心思意志都能够跟神的这个工作能够来相配合。
So our hearts must be aligned to the purpose and will of God.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
当我们能够这样做的时候，我们等于也在催促主的再来。
That when we do this, we can hurry His return.
我们也知道，只有主的再来，才能结束这不法的世代。
And we know that only the return of the Lord can end this current time.
所以我们今天看见这些奇怪的事，这些灾难，这些瘟疫，这些战争。
So we see the unrest, the social unrest, the wars and the famines.
我们也知道只有主再来才能够结束这一切的这些所谓不法就是 lawless.
We know that only the return of the Lord can end the lawlessness.
好，这我们从大卫身上看到这一点非常宝贵。
So we see this precious point through the life of David.
那我们再来看见说，事实上在不论在旧约里面讲到，不论讲到会幕或讲到圣殿。
So we see that in the Old Testament, whether it's talking about the tabernacle or the temple, it speaks on the New Testament church. So we see that throughout history that this is a great work of the Lord. And it is an important work.
那我们回到历代志上23章第6节那里讲到说, 大卫将这些利未人分了班次。
So we see in 1 Chronicles chapter 23 that the Levites were divided into different groups.
所以这段经文非常的宝贵，非常的重要。
This is a very precious and a very important verse.
因为这时候这些利未人把他们分成一班一班。
Because this is the sons of Levi being divided into groups.
这些意思就是说, 让他们能够一群一般一般的来进入圣殿来服侍神。
That in different divisions that they can serve the Lord.
那我们看见要分班的意思就是说人很多。
So what does this mean to be divided into different divisions? It means that there is many people.
因为是就意思就是说不是只有一个一两个圣徒在那边侍奉神而已。
And it isn't just two servants there to serve the Lord.
所以我们刚才读到出埃及记，事实上这是神的心意。
So we read in Exodus that this is the will of the Lord.
因为神说,
He says, let my people go that they may serve me. So the people of God are meant to serve Him.
但是因为人多,
but because there are many people,
所以神借着大卫把这些圣徒,这些神的儿女分成班次。
So the Lord, through David, divided the people of the sons of Levi into different groups.
那我们从这里可以看见说，神的心意就是要我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们一同进入侍奉。
So we know that the heart of God is that His people can enter into this service.
我们也感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
在旧约的时候，大卫可能还不明白神的真正的心意。
That in the Old Testament, David might not necessarily understand the heart of God.
但是到了新约的时候，我们看见神再把这个启示，一个新的启示启示出来。But
we see in the New Testament that the Lord reveals His heart once again.
因为在新约中有一个很重要的启示。Because
there is a wonderful revelation in the New Testament.
就是教会是基督的身体。
that the church is the body of Christ.
所以在这里我们看见就是神要的一个侍奉就是身体的侍奉。
So we see that the service that the Lord desires us is a bodily service.
我们来读一下哥林多前书12章27节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 27,
你们就是基督的身子并且各自做肢体。
Now you are Christ's body and individually parts of it.
所以感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
神拯救把我们拯救之后把我们放在基督的身体里面。
That the Lord has saved you and me and has put us into his body.
我们在他的身体上面彼此做肢体。
That in this body that we are individually parts of it.
所以弟兄姐妹们神用身体这个概念我觉得实在是非常宝贵的一个概念。
So I think that this picture of a body is a very precious picture.
而且也非常让我们能够明白。
And it helps us to understand.
因为如果我们身体上这些肢体手或脚如果任何肢体不动的话我们知道我们有问题了。
Because we know that in a body, if the different parts do not function properly, there is a problem.
所以身体的侍奉就是神让我们看见我们今天蒙恩得救之后。
So in bodily service, the Lord desires us to see that after we have been saved,
我们所有弟兄姊妹应该都在神面前来侍奉神。
That as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can serve Him.
我们或许我们都会有不同的恩赐。
And that we might have different gifts.
但神要我们把这恩赐能够使用出来。
That through, but in these gifts that we can use it to serve Him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们在每天在神的面前应当都有这样的默想。
So dear brothers and sisters, we should continually have this meditation before Him.
所以我们应该问神说主啊愿你借着圣灵把我成为你手中的一个器皿。
So we can pray to the Lord that, that we can say, that we are, different parts of this body and how can we be used.
那我们都可以为神所用。
And that we can be used by Him.
那这是神要的一个侍奉就是身体的侍奉。
And this is a service that the Lord desires of us, a bodily service.
那感谢主在分了班次这里面的事情我们除了看到身体的侍奉。
But in these divisions that we not only necessarily see individual parts of a body,
我们也看见神的怜悯。
But we also see the mercy of God.
因为神知道说我们蒙恩得救之后我们还在这世上。
Because the Lord knows that after we have been saved, we are still on this earth.
所以我们会受到时间和空间的限制。
That we are limited by time and space.
那我们的身体也会疲倦。
And that our bodies will weaken.
所以是神的怜悯，把我们所有弟兄姐妹分成班次来侍奉神。
But it is God's mercy that we are divided into these different groups.
因为我们前几周孙弟兄也跟我们交通过。
Because a couple weeks ago, our brother Sun spoke to us.
只有我们的神是不打盹不睡觉的。
It's only our God who does not sleep.
是的，神要我们警醒。
And the Lord desires us to be.
但神也知道我们不可能24小时都不睡觉。
Vigilant, but the Lord knows that we cannot stay up 24 hours a day.
所以在这里分了班次，我们看见这也是神向着我们一个怜悯。
So in these divided groups, we know that this is God's mercy.
所以我们可能今天是这一班弟兄姊妹服侍。
And we know that it might be that today this is this group who is serving.
那明天是另外一班弟兄姊妹服侍。
And tomorrow is another group.
实在是感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
所以神让我们看见说我们在服侍神的时候我们还是靠着神的怜悯。
That we know that as we serve the Lord that it is only through His mercy.
事实上我们知道神的怜悯实在是非常重要。
And we know that His mercy is very important.
因为就算在我们落在非常困难的光景的时候神的怜悯还在那里。
That even in the tough times, we know that His mercy is with us.
因为我们在耶利米身上看见这件事情。
Because we see in the life of Jeremiah.
因为耶利米那时候在耶路撒冷被攻破之后他在耶路撒冷。
Because we know that the prophet Jeremiah was in Jerusalem while he was being sieged.
那耶路撒冷的破败他也看到。
And he saw the destruction of Jerusalem.
因为他实在是看见这样的光景，他好像觉得为神觉得非常的难过。
And in that current condition, he felt sorry.
因为我们在耶利米哀歌一章十六节那里讲到说，耶利米是眼泪汪汪。
We see in Lamentations chapter 1 verse 16, for these things I weep, my eyes run down with water.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
是在那么困难、那么可怕的光景里。
Then in the dark and terrifying times,
神启示他
The Lord revealed himself.
神启示他神是有怜悯的神。
And that he was a God of mercy.
因为在耶利米哀歌三章二十二节那里讲到说 我们不致消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不致断绝。
In Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 23 it says, The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
对，第二三节讲到，每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
所以当我们在非常困难的光景的时候，
So when we are in the trying times,
弟兄姐妹不要忘记神的怜悯在那里。
Brothers and sisters, never forget that the mercy of God is with us.
因为神告诉我们说，每早晨他的怜悯都是新的。
Because he tells us that his mercies are new every morning.
所以我们实在感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
神要我们进入侍奉，但愿神也怜悯我们。
That the Lord desires us to enter into service, but He also has mercy upon us.
所以我常常想到神的怜悯。
So as we speak on this idea of mercy,
所以我真是神的怜悯，每早晨都是新的。
We know that every morning His mercies are new.
所以我们觉得我们每天早晨张开眼，其实第一件事情也应当来感谢主。
So every morning as we open our eyes, we can give praise to the Lord.
我们来赞美主。
That we can worship Him.
好像我们弟兄上周提醒的，我们应当常常来赞美神的。
Just like last week, our brother shared that we can continually praise the Lord.
我今天早上将停在这里。
This will end my sharing this morning.
Thank the Lord for our brother's sharing just now.
我们为着我们弟兄的分享感谢主。
And the Lord has placed a similar burden upon my heart.
主也把一个同样的负担放在我的心里。
And this is concerning the Lord's provision to accomplish His will and His purpose in us.
是关乎到主在他的荣耀的旨意当中向我们所赐的恩典。
Our brother shared how the Lord, knew what David's heart was.
我们弟兄分享到我们的神知道大卫的心。
And that David was a man after God's own heart.
大卫是合乎神心意的人。
And yet we know that the Lord has His will and purpose that will always prevail.
我们也知道我们的主他的心他的心意他一定是要得胜的。
And that His provision is sufficient to accomplish that.
他的恩典和供应也有足够能够让我们来完成这件事。
And so this morning I want us to look at a couple of passages from the scripture.
所以今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹们一同来看一下几处圣经。
And the first one is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.
第一处是在腓立比书第四章十九节。
And I'll read it once in English, and my brother will read in Mandarin.
我们先用英文读一遍，然后用中文读一遍。
So Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章十九节。我们的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在耶稣基督里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
The next passage is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, and I will read it first in English.
下一处经文是马太福音六章第二十五到三十四节，我们也是看先用英文读一遍。
And this is from the New Living Translation that I'm reading.
我要读的是从新生命这个翻译版本。
So I tell you, don't worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to Him than they are.Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. And why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't He more surely care for you? You have so little faith.So don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
马太福音第六章二十五到三十四节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是外邦人所求的，你们所需的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So as I was waiting upon the Lord as to what to share, the Lord placed this burden upon my heart.
当我在主面前等候分享什么的时候，主就把这样的一个负担放在我的心里。
And it really is that the Lord indeed is our supply, and he will supply all of our needs.
就是主他是我们一切的供应者，他会供应我们一切的需要。
Now one thing I want to draw your attention to is that there is a difference between what we need and what we want.
我要和弟兄姐妹们特别提醒的一下的，就是在我们所需要的和我们所想要的，这中间是有个区别的。
And oftentimes, you know, we confuse our wants with our needs.
很多的时候我们把我们所想要的和我们所需要的混淆了。
As we know that there is a difference between these two.
但是我们知道在这两者之间是有区别的。
You know, our brother used the example of little children and their toys.
我们的弟兄刚才提到了一个例子，就是这些孩子们和在玩玩具的时候。
And I think all of us who have kids have had the similar experience that when our children were little and we take them to the store, they would say they want this and they want that.
我想我们很多的弟兄姐妹们都有这样的经历。当我们孩子小的时候，我们带他们去商店，他们就会说我要这个要那个。
And sometimes they may even throw a fit over it.
有的时候他们会那个发脾气的。
But as parents, you know, we know what they really need, and that need is not necessarily that toy.
但是作为父母亲，我们知道他们真实的需要是什么，这些真实的需要不一定是那些玩具。
And so we would try to explain to them, but most of the time they probably wouldn't get it.
我们就向他们解释，但是很多的时候他们可能并不能完全明白。
You know, similarly, as we grow older, we still have issues with wanting things.
同样的，当我们长大的时候，我们可能还有这样的一些问题，就是我们所要的东西。
You know, for example, a couple of years, you know, my family and I, we were thinking about moving into a different house.
我想交通一下，就是在我们自己的经历当中，有的时候我们的家想搬到不同的，有几次搬到不同的房子里。
You know, we wanted a house that was right by the water and or had a unobstructed view.
我们想要一个房子，它是有在海边有美丽风景的，并且这些风景没有被挡住的。
And of course, you know, our justification was that you know, we needed a bigger house because in case my parents or my in-laws come and live, you know, we need more room.
我们自己的理由是呢，就是我们需要一个大的房子，因为我们的父母亲，我们的岳父岳母他们来到这里边的时候可以有房间住。
And I even told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you give us this type of a house with a nice view and a bigger lot, we can have brothers and sisters over and, you know, spend time with them as well.
我们也向神说主啊，如果你把这样的大的房子并且有非常大的院子给我们的时候，我们也可以邀请弟兄姐妹们来我们家里边做客。
You know, thank the Lord that the Lord had other plans for us.
但非常感谢主他的旨意是不一样的。
Surely, you know, that was not necessarily a need. It was more of a want.
这个并不是我们的需要，乃是我们心里边想要的东西。
But I think, you know, going back to needs, every one of us will agree that we have needs that need to be fulfilled.
那当我们谈到需要的时候，我们都知道，我们每个人都的确是有些需要需要满足的。
And sometimes, you know, it may be a need related to our health, or our finances, or relationships.
有些这些需要是和我们的健康、我们的经济和我们的这些身体有关系的。
Or it could be a need related to our career or education.
或者是跟我们的职业、跟我们的学业有关系的。
Or service.
或者是跟我们的服事有关系的。
Or it could be any or all of the above.
或者是所有这些所提到的。
I think the Lord has also shown us in these last couple of years as we've been going through the pandemic that there are a lot of needs that we maybe didn't think of as much before.
在过去的两年的疫情当中，神也显明在过去很多的时候，有些我们没有看见的需要在这两年当中显明出来。
But brothers and sisters, even in this, you know, we really need the Lord to give us discernment.
但是我们非常需要主给我们一个分辨的灵。
Because when it comes to our own needs, I believe that when we look at it from our perspective, we are often short-sighted.
关乎到我们的需要，当我们自己从我们自己的角度来讲，我们必须承认我们常常是近视的。
We can only see what we need from our own limited perspective.
我们只能从我们自己非常有限的角度当中看见我们的需要。
And I think all of us will agree that our needs also change from time to time.
我们也同意，就是说我们的这些需要随着时间而变化。
And oftentimes we try and plan things out ahead as if we control the future.
有的时候，很多的时候我们在计划，好像我们可以掌握未来一样。
The reality is that we have zero control over our future.
但是实际上呢，我们对未来是完全不能掌握的。
And the reality is, we actually really don't know what we even need.
实际上，我们也真实的不知道我们的需要是什么。
But we praise the Lord, we have our God.
但是我们非常感谢主，因为我们有一位神。
So it doesn't mean that we don't plan, but we commit everything into our God's hands.
不是说我们不需要做计划，乃是我们要把一切放在神的手中。
And we praise the Lord that when we look at the needs from God's perspective, it is complete.
当我们从神的角度来看这些需要的时候，我们就会发现它是能够完全得到满足的。
You know, as our brother shared earlier, you know, regarding the temple.
当我们弟兄提到前面提到圣殿的时候
，We see God had a different plan.
我们看见神有不同的计划。
Similarly, in our lives today.
同样，在我们今天的生活当中
，You know, God still has this desire to fulfill His will and purpose.
神同样也是有一个计划，要满足他的心意和他的旨意。
And if we truly see the Lord for who He really is,
如果我们真实看见主他是谁
，then we will look off unto Him to tell us what our needs are.
我们就会仰望他，求他来告诉我们说我们的需要是什么。
After all, the Lord knows the end from the beginning.
因为我们知道神，他知道开始，也知道结束。
He sees that finished work.
因为他才能够完成那个工作。
All we see is work in progress.
我们所看见的是这个过程。
And so the Lord knows exactly what you and I need.
所以我们的主他知道你我真实的需要是什么。
And we see the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, the passages that we just read, remind us that He will give us what we need from day to day.
我们从马太福音第六章这里边，我们看见主耶稣基督他会天天来供应我们的需要。
There is that importance of that word from day to day.
这个天天这个词是非常重要的。
You know, our brother reminded us, His mercies are new every morning.
我们的弟兄也提到他的怜悯每天都是新鲜的。
There is a reason why the Lord reminds us of this.
有神提醒我们这样的提醒是有原因的。
That we need to truly rely upon Him moment by moment.
要提醒我们在每一个时刻来依靠他。
I think the older I get,I realize how much I need the Lord and how miserable my own condition is before Him.
当我年日变得越来越长的时候，我就更知道我是何等的需要他。我自己的这些愿望实际上都是非常非常苦难的。
Really thank the Lord for His grace and mercy.
我们非常为着他的恩典和怜悯感谢他。
And so, brothers and sisters, we really need the Lord to open our eyes to see.Him for who He really is.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真实的需要主来开我们的眼睛，看见他的所事。
We need the Lord to show us our true condition according to His standard.
我们也需要主用他的标准来看见我们真实的光景。
Only then will we realize what we really need.
只有在那个时候，我们才能够认识到我们真实的需要是什么。
You know, we know the Lord Jesus Christ when He was on earth, in His ministry, He performed a lot of miracles.
当主耶稣基督在地上服事的时候，他行了许多的神迹。
And these miracles were related, you know, either to physical healing or provision or something else.
这些神迹是关乎医治，关乎他的供应。
And while that was on the outside, Jesus was after a much deeper need in man to reveal man's true condition.
这是在外边的，但主耶稣基督是借着这些要看见人里边那个更深的需要。
And to show man that he needed Christ himself.
让我们看见我们真实的需要是主的自己。
His desire was to preach about the coming kingdom of God.
他里边的盼望是要宣扬那个要来的国度。
And so in our individual lives, you know, do we really see the Lord as being our all-sufficient?
所以在我们个人的生活当中，我们是不是真实的能够认识到主是那位全丰全足的主？
You know, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8, you know, Solomon says, "Feed me with food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God."
在箴言里边30章8到9节，这里边所罗门告诉我们说，赐给我所需要的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认识你，说耶和华是谁呢，又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
So maybe you also have this desire to ask the Lord to give us what is, first of all, to realize that His provision is sufficient for us from day to day.
我们需要神来帮助我们认识到他的供应是在我们每天的生活当中都足够的。
Similarly, in our corporate life, as we come together, do we also see the Lord's provision as being all-sufficient?
同样，在我们团体的生活当中，我们是不是也认识到他的供应在我们的生活当中是足够的？
And how do we put this into practice in our daily lives?
并且帮助我们能够把这些放在实行在我们每日的生活当中。
You know, for us, the brothers and sisters in the career group or in the English group, we've been studying the book of Acts.
我们在英文组，特别是也包括这个就业组里边的弟兄姐妹们，现在正在学习《使徒行传》。
And we just concluded it this past Friday.
是上个星期五，我们刚刚完成《使徒行传》的读经。
And in the book of Acts, we see the establishment of the church and the growth of the church.
在使徒行传当中，我们看见这个教会的建立和成长。
And we see the hand of the Holy Spirit, how prevalent it was from the very beginning through the progress in the church.
我们看见圣灵他的手一直从一开始教会的建立到教会的成长都在其中。
So we know that the Lord will provide for every need of His house.
我们也知道神为着他的家，他要满足他每一个需要。
But you and I, we have a role.
但是我们每个人，我们都有一个职责。
And that role is to not get in His way.
我们的职责就是不要阻拦神的工作。
But instead to be that open channel.
并且让我们能够成为一个流通的管道。
To allow His life to flow through us.
让他的生命从我们里边能够流出来。
To rely continually upon the Lord.
让我们能够持续的来依靠神。
To experience His mercies that are new every morning.
并且我们能够经历他的怜悯，每早晨都是新鲜的。
For example, you know, when we gather together, the Lord has been reminding me continually to pray during the meetings.
比如说在我们的聚集当中，神一直提醒我为着我们的聚集在那边祷告。
Not just during a prayer meeting on Tuesdays.
不仅仅是在星期二的祷告聚会当中。
And not necessarily just before we meet.
也不仅仅是在我们聚会之前的祷告。
But even while we are meeting.
并且在我们的聚集当中中间的时候。
Even this morning, the Lord reminded me, and I think many of us experienced this as well.
就是今天早晨神也这样提醒，我们相信很多弟兄姐妹们也有这样的经历。
You know, as we sat down before the breaking of the bread, I was, the Lord placed a burden for a particular hymn on my heart, and I had opened up, I keep a copy of the laminated sheet on my phone in my photos.
就在我们坐下擘饼聚会之前，神就把一首诗歌放在我的心里。当我打开手机里边我们那诗歌目录的时候。
And before I could select it, our brother Nelson, you know, selected the exact hymn. And so I told my wife, I pointed to her and I showed her, you know.
所以当我还没来得及提这首诗歌之前, Nelson弟兄已经把这首诗歌就提出来了, 所以我就给我的姊妹看。
So we know that the presence of the Lord among us is mighty.
所以我们知道神在我们中间, 祂的同在是何等的大。
Even when we meet, for example, Bible study.
但我们, 比如说在我们读经的生活当中的需要,
the Lord has been reminding me to pray, because sometimes in our sharing, there may be a gap between brothers and sisters sharing. There's moments of silence.
因为在我们的交通当中, 可能在弟兄姐妹们一个一个交通之间, 会有一些间隔, 安静的时间。
And sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to want to step in and maybe ask some questions or somehow get the conversation going.
有的时候我们心里边的一个感觉呢, 就是我们要, 在这个间隔时间, 不要停下来, 我们或许问一些问题, 让这个能够持续下去。
But the Lord has been reminding me to sometimes stay silent and to pray to Him.
但是有的时候神也提醒我们, 就在这个时候我们要保持安静, 为着这个祷告。
You know, to tell Him, Lord, this is your meeting.
我告诉主, 主, 这是你的聚会。
Only the outpouring of your life will bring you satisfaction.
只有你生命的流露才能给你带来满足。
So Lord, if there is a brother or sister that is reluctant to share what you have placed on their heart, may they be willing to open their mouth.
如果弟兄姐妹们有他不是特别情愿把他心中的负担交通出来的时候，愿你给他这样的负担。
If not, maybe just learn to remain silent before you, and it's okay.
如果没有是这样的话呢，我们在你面前学习安静也是可以的。
You know, brothers and sisters, I'm convicted of this many, many times. Sometimes we can ask questions or we can try and get meetings to show a sign of life.
我们很多的时候可能会想要问一些问题，想使这个聚会显得更活一点。
But if the Lord's presence is not there, then we have missed the mark.
但如果神的同在不在那里的时候，实际上我们就已经失去了那个目标了。
We may just have an outward appearance, but the inner life is missing at that point.
在那个情况下，我们也许有一个外表的活动，但是里边的生命已经失去了。So
maybe truly learn to rely upon the Lord.
所以愿我们都学习真实的能够来依靠主。Maybe
learn to not get in the way, to allow His life to flow through us.
让我们不要成为主工作的阻挡，使祂的生命能够自然地流露出来。And
so two points I want to briefly mention. The first one is from these passages that we read from Matthew chapter 6.
所以两件事情我要来提一下，就是从马太福音这六章我们所读到的经文当中。The
Lord reminds us again to seek Him first, to seek His kingdom, to seek His righteousness.
神在这边提醒我们要先求祂的国，先求祂的义。You
know, the Lord has been showing me, you know, through my daily reading, I've been in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus and Numbers.
神也借着在我在旧约里边的读经，利未记和申命记里边。
He's been showing us how He wants us to be holy. Because why? Our Lord Himself is holy.
他在这些经文里边告诉我们怎样能够像神一样圣洁，因为我们的神是圣洁的。And
how He wants us to be separated unto Him.
神也在这边告诉我们怎样与世界分别来完全归给他。Because
He is a holy and a righteous God and He wants to dwell with us.
因为他是圣洁公义的神，并且愿意住在我们的里边。And
so we know when we seek Him first, when we make the kingdom of God our primary concern.
如果当我们来寻求他的义的时候，我们就使神的国能够成为我们里边最关心的。Then
the Lord says, and all else shall be added unto you.
主在这边告诉我们说，其他这一切都会加给你们了。He
uses the word all.
他这里边说。 一切,
so when you and I make the kingdom of God our primary concern, He takes care of all our other needs.
所以主在这里边告诉我们说, 如果我们把祂的国放在我们心中最关切的, 我们一切所需的, 祂都会加给我们。And
so the Lord reminds us to not worry.
这里边神告诉我们说, 不要忧虑。
In fact, you know, in the New Living Translation, He uses this word concern.
在, 这个新生命翻译本里边, 这里边, 特别强调呢,
and,
我们的关切,
you know, concern is something that will lead us to action.
我们里边的关切就会带来一些行为,
and that action will either be towards the kingdom or it'll be away from it.
这些行为可能把我们带进国度的当中, 也可以把我们带离那个方向。
There is no sitting on the fence or no middle ground.
在这边好像没有中间地带。
So either it'll lead us toward the kingdom or away.
或者是我们更接近于国度,
或者是我们离这个国度更远。 And then the Lord reminds us to look off unto him.
我们这边神也告诉我们要我们来仰望他。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书第12章第2节告诉我们说，要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So not only do we seek him, but we are also to look off unto him.
我们不仅仅要寻求他，我们需要仰望他。
In the New Living Translation, the same passage, it reads this way. It says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish.
在新生命翻译版本里边说，我们的眼目要注视他，注视在这位将信心创造并且成功在我们里边那一位。
I think oftentimes we will admit that, you know, we needed to rely on the Lord for our, the start of our faith.
很多的时候我们承认我们信心的开始需要神来帮助我们。
And we trust in the Lord to complete that good work that he has begun.
但是我们需要相信神在我们里边所开始的工作他要完成。
But there is that time in between the start and finish where we are in right now.
但是在这个开始和最终那个完成
Where we need to continue to look off unto the Lord.
You
know, our brother Juan last Sunday he used the example of Peter. And that's an image that, you know, the Lord has reminded me many times. When Peter, as long as he had his eyes placed on Christ, he was actually able to walk on water.
例子也常常在我的心中，当彼得他的目光的焦距定睛在主耶稣基督的身上的时候，他可以在水面上行走。He
did the impossible, walking on water.
他就做了那个不可能的事情，他可以在水面上行走。But
as soon as he started noticing the waves around him, and he took his eyes off the Lord, he started to worry.
但当他一旦把目光的焦距离开主，他开始看见他的环境忧虑的时候，他就开始下沉。
And then, of course, he began to sink.
他就当然就下沉下去。Similarly,
in our lives, when we start to worry, it starts to paralyze us or immobilize us.
所以同样在我们的生活当中，当我们的目光离开主的时候，我们就没有力气瘫痪了。So
the Lord Jesus is once again reminding us to keep our eyes upon him.
所以主耶稣基督再次提醒我们，要我们能够 仰望目光的焦距定睛在主的身上。
And we can do so because he is indeed the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
我们可以这样做，因为他是那位，他是阿尔法，他是欧米伽，他是始，他是终。
And we praise the Lord that he is leading us on.
我们也感谢赞美他，因为他正在带领我们前进。
And the Lord himself again will provide the needs for his house.
我们也知道主他自己要为着他的家来供应所有的。
You know, we praise the Lord that he is such a merciful, gracious, and loving God.
我们非常感谢主，因为他是恩典、慈爱、怜悯的神。
One who is able to make something out of nothing.
他是可以从无创造出有的神。
One who is able to make people like me, who are a wretch, into his treasure, into his masterpiece.
他也可以把像我这样的一位有罪的人创造他手中的一个杰作。
And that we belong to the Lord.
我们是属于主的。
And the Lord sees us as someone very precious, as someone who is deeply loved.
主看我们是非常宝贵，非常他所爱的人。
So brothers and sisters, may this once again cause us to fully place our trust upon our Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿意这个能够让我们来完全的信靠主。
If the Lord has saved you and me and has a wonderful plan for me, he will also fulfill every need that accomplishes his will and purpose in our lives.
神已经拯救了我们，并且在我们每个人身上都有一个荣耀的旨意，并且他要为着这个完成这个荣耀旨意来提供所有需要的。
And when the Lord opens our eyes to this reality, then I believe we can indeed thank him and praise him in every situation.
愿神开我们的眼睛，让我们在每个环境当中都能够感谢赞美他。
Because we know that we have a God who is in control.
因为我们知道我们有一位神是掌管万有的。
In whom we can place our complete trust.
他我是我们完全可以信赖的那一位。
Who will never let us down.
他不会让我们失望的。
And one day, you know, we pray that as we stand before the Lord, that He may also say that we have fulfilled our purpose in our generation.
盼望着有一天当我们站在主面前的时候，他会对我们说，我们完成了他在这个世代所托付给我们的。
I'll end my sharing here.
这就是我的交通。
We'll say a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Father, that you are so loving, so merciful, so gracious unto us.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你，因为你是一位何等有恩典、慈爱、怜悯的神。
Lord, who are we that you should choose us?
主啊，我们是谁？你竟拣选了我们。
But yet, Lord, you have chosen us in your own divine choosing, not as man does, but according to your will.
但是你拣选了我们是靠着你，按照你神圣的旨意，不是按照人的意思。
We have been chosen before the foundation of this world.
你在创立世界根基之前就拣选了我们。
And you have chosen us in Christ to be found holy and without blame.
你在耶稣基督里拣选了我们，让我们在神的眼中看为无瑕疵。
Only in Christ do we have this standing before you.
只有在主耶稣基督里边，我们可以在你面前站立。
And Lord, I thank you, you have saved us individually and placed us into your body, the church.
你把我们个人从世界当中救出来，把我们放在教会你自己的身体当中。
And Lord, we thank you and praise you that your provision is all sufficient.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你的供应是足够的。
Lord, this morning, may we once again yield our all to you.
今天早晨，我们再一次把所有的荣耀来归给你。
I love you to truly be our Lord and our Master.
愿你真实地成为我们的主和个人的救主。
Lord, help us to seek you, to seek your kingdom, to seek your righteousness.
帮助我们来寻求你，寻求你的旨意，寻求你的国度。
To make that our primary concern.
让这些成为我们心中最重要的关注。
And to look off unto you and unto you alone.
我们来仰望你，唯一来仰望你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. The good work that you have begun, you are even now fulfilling it.
我们非常感谢赞美你，你所开始的善工，即便是在今天，你仍然要完成。
And we can rest in you, knowing that you will complete that which you have begun in us.
我们可以在你里面得着安息，因为我们知道你要完成你的工作。
Lord, help us to walk from day to day.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们在每天的生活当中来行走。
Help us to learn to daily deny ourselves, to take up the cross and to follow you.
帮助我们在每天能够舍己，背起十字架来跟随你。
Lord, only in dying to ourselves can we allow your resurrected life to be manifest.
让我们向着自己是死的，以至于你复活的生命可以从我们里边彰显出来。
So Lord, help us.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
We thank you, we praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give you all the glory and honor.
我们把一切的荣耀赞美来归给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we just have a few announcements.
早上我们有几点简单的报告。
Thank the Lord for His faithfulness, you know, for allowing us to gather together.
我们感谢主他的信实，让我们能够仍然聚集在他的面前。
And that we are now at least able to come together in person, you know, on Sundays.
我们现在也可以主日的时候能够实体跟弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起。
Before I go ahead and mention the announcements, I would like to welcome any newcomers in our midst today.
今天我们开始报告之前，也要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
If you're here for the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself.
如果你是第一次来参加实体聚会的，我们欢迎你站起来做个介绍。
We'll start with the brothers and sisters on my right side.
我们从我们右手边这些弟兄姐妹们先开始。
Is there anyone that is here for the first time?
这边有没有第一次来到我们中间的？
Okay. How about our left side?
在我们左手边这边有吗？
Anybody here for the first time? Oh, okay. There's one family here.
这边有几位？
Welcome.
我们弟兄是从休斯顿那边来到我们中间，他是做夏天的实习，他们三位都是，欢迎你们。Welcome,
thank you. Anyone else?
还有第一次来的吗？
Okay. So just a couple of announcements.
我们就一些简单的报告。
So our meetings will continue to be virtual except for Sundays, where we will have both in person and hybrid.
我们除了主日的聚会是混合型的，其他的聚会仍然是在线上举行。
And if you can please remember, next Sunday, our brother Sun will be sharing, and brother Ben will be interpreting for him.
我们请纪念下一个主日孙弟兄交通信息，孙家荣弟兄翻译。
So please remember our brother's service.
请在祷告中纪念我们弟兄们的服事。Also
this evening, Brother Sun will be sharing virtually at a meeting with the brothers and sisters in the New Jersey area.
今天晚上我们孙弟兄仍然是在线上，在新泽西那边的村令会里边释放信息。So
please uplift our brother's service in prayer.
也请弟兄姐妹们在祷告中纪念我们弟兄的服事。And
please remember our weekly meetings.
纪念我们周间的聚会。
And I pray that brothers and sisters will continue to meet together and not fellowship our gathering together.
盼望着主能够继续鼓励弟兄姐妹们在他里边，在这些聚会当中能够交通。
Even though we may be meeting virtually, may that not be a hindrance to our coming together.
虽然我们的聚会仍然是在线上，但是我们盼望着这个不是成为我们聚集的阻拦。
And please continue to remember the various meetings, including the children's meetings.
请弟兄姐们继续纪念各样的聚会，包括我们的儿童的聚会。
Just a reminder also that, you know, as we are now coming together in person on Sundays, that you please take time to screen yourself, and if you're not feeling well, please stay home.
请我们继续再提醒一下弟兄姐妹们，如果主日来参加实体聚会的，可以在家里边先做一下检查，如果有身体不舒服的或者任何的症状，请留在家里边参加线上聚会。
And please continue to uplift brothers and sisters, those who maybe we haven't seen, and those who may be physically weak or ill among us.
请弟兄姐妹们继续纪念那些我们可能好长时间没有看见的弟兄姐妹们，或者身体有软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
As well as for the continued work of the gospel.
请继续纪念福音的服事。
And if you have any other questions or details, please refer to our SCA website.
如果有什么问题的话，可以到我们会所的网站上去看。Okay,
this will conclude our meeting today, and may the Lord's peace be with each one of you.
好，我们的聚会就停在这里。